Good morning.
Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Everybody, I was late signing in this morning because I got distracted with some Amazon shopping. That happened to any of you? You know, doing a little research and then you forget. So it is a very wintry day here on the ranch. We are full on in calving mode. It's been super busy. Yesterday was very, very busy, but the babies are doing well. And my favorite cow had a calf, so I'm looking forward to petting and loving on it and her today. But yeah, it's snowing. I'm not sure how long this wintry part's supposed to last. But I got my first calver heifers in the corral like I wanted yesterday, so everything worked out, but it was super, super busy. There was a lot of pasture words said. We tried to get one of my Highland Crosses, Gigi, into the corral, but she was having none of it because the weather changed. Oh, my goodness, my animals yesterday and the neighbor's animals yesterday, everybody was just on edge and grouchy. And so we tried to get her in, but she was having none of it. So we got out our bale truck and we led the cows into the corral. And it's a smaller corral and backing up and stuff is not my best. And so I had to get the truck out of the corral to go feed everybody. And let's just say there was a lot of pasture words, and finally I had to yell at everybody and chase them out of the corral, quickly jump in the truck and back it up, and yeah, it's a whole ordeal. And my husband was laughing at me while he was dealing with the cow, and he's like, yeah, I'm sure everybody in the community heard you, and I'm like, I'm sure they did. Because, you know, they were in my way, especially Eddie. I'm surprised I didn't get kicked because there was frolicking and one cow just missed me. Not mean or on purpose. There was just so much energy, and it could have been because of the storm coming or just the world. Who knows? But it was crunchy. I was pretty tired last night, but everybody's safe, and that's what matters. And so I'm having a lot of conversations with people about creating community, or finding like-minded people or just people you enjoy. We've gone through some craziness, and it's interesting because we're getting these soul nudges or these prompts, I guess, to reach out to people that maybe we haven't talked to in a while and just to check on them. And then we're also getting these nudges to go out of our comfort zone and try some new things, try some different things. I'm totally doing that, and we'll see how it goes. And the creating community, I created one, and it's going so well. My Mindful Mondays, and then now this group, a lot of us do the laughing yoga together with an amazing lady that facilitates that for us. And what we're finding when we're having these deep conversations, because this group loves that, is that it's nourishing our souls. So if you're looking for that type of thing, here's some tips I'm going to give you. So in my area, it's worked out that we're doing all of this through the library and the continuing learning. And so I'm going to invite you to pay attention to what's going on in your communities. Like if they're offering some programs or some events, show up. So showing up has been the theme of my life for the last 2 years. Or maybe year and a half, we'll say. If you're feeling disconnected, show up. And don't make it big and grand. Do baby steps. Because we all were disconnected with the collective thing that we all went through. And so show up. Reach out to people, like just send a text message. And it's okay if they don't answer back. Someone popped into my mind the other day, so I sent her an email, and she's not replied, and maybe she won't. And so here's the thing with that. I have a choice to make here with that. My perspective can be, oh, she's not answering. She doesn't want to talk to me. She doesn't like me. Or she's probably super busy and gets 100 emails, and mine probably just got lost in the pile. Because then I see that she also reached out on Facebook to connect with people. So it's my choice how I want to take that, because here's the thing. I don't know how that's landing for her. She might think I want something from her, which I don't. Well, no, I do. That's not true. I want to know how she is. I'm trying to create a connection there because I do enjoy her company and chatting with her. But I also understand that we're super busy, all of us. And to be fair to myself, when I was going through a crisis and I did reach out to her and she wasn't there for me because of what she was going on in her world, and I didn't have time to dig into that at the time because I was going through my own stuff. So that's my point with that. You don't know what someone else is going through. So if you're reaching out to connect and they don't respond or answer in the way that you want them to, just have a little chat with yourself. What were your expectations? Were they reasonable? Because there's also lessons here in it being okay. It's okay. It's okay. Because we tend to take things personally and be hard on ourselves. And check yourself with that. Just dig a little deeper. It's okay do your tools, right? Write a letter, do some tapping, do a meditation, because it's okay. Because there's other people I completely adore, and I haven't reached out to check on them lately, and I don't really know why. Like, I don't have a specific reason. It's just, I don't know. And so I can overthink it. That's where I'm going with this, too. We do tend to overthink everything. Release that. So I'm not sure if I talked about this last week because, you know, a lot of things happen every week, it seems like. So in my Mindful Monday group, we did the Myers-Briggs personality test, which is so much fun. And there's a site called 16 Personalities that we've been using to take the test because I like the way they present the information. Now, it was pretty interesting how many of us had similar letters in my Mindful Monday group and how many of us and how many didn't. And how it's okay. Okay, because I feel like sometimes we get caught up in when we're creating community or trying to connect, we want people that just only think like us. But how boring would that be, right? We need, or it's better, or try hanging out with people that are different. So one of the things out of my comfort zone, I'm going to a conference. And I've been second-guessing this conference since I heard about it. And then I talked to a friend because I thought, well, maybe I can bribe myself into going by visiting with her on my way there. And then she told me she wants to go with me. And I'm like, cool. And we are not the same. We are opposite in a lot of stuff. She's more extroverted than I am. And as she's talking about things that she wants to do, and I'm like out of my comfort zone, and I'm talking about things I want to do that's out of her comfort zone. And it's interesting because I said to her, we don't have to do the same things, but let's just go and see how this goes and enjoy it. And I'm like, it's in the mountains, so yay. And she's like, yeah, that part's not delightful for me. She prefers the water, the sea. And so I'm going to issue a little bit of a challenge. Do one thing that's slightly out of your comfort zone. Perhaps it's going to a group activity. So we're very blessed. Our local library is amazing. And I've gone to mandala painting classes. There was like book folding creative classes. And I'm not crafty creative. My mom is, and she's amazing at it, and I did not inherit that. So it's completely out of my comfort zone to go do these things, but they were fun. I did miss the book folding, but when they bring it back, I'll be part of that. So look what's going on in your community. Join something. And maybe you do need a friend to go with you for your comfort zone. Do that. I'm going to invite you, encourage you to go try something. I also went to a paint class with a friend. I did not enjoy it. It was so not my thing. Even though I have a pretty cool Highland painting out of it, and you know I love my Highlands, I did not enjoy it. I didn't. And so that's okay. I enjoyed the company of the people, though, and I just know that if that comes up again, I'm just not going to participate in that. It's just not my thing. But I did it. So I'm going to encourage you to do that, to find community, find some connections, because I feel like you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And so also, try the Myers-Briggs personality test. I mean, lots of people have done it before, and they couldn't remember their letters, and it's cool. Mine have always been the same. And I'm in the weird group. Gee, no surprise there, right? I'm in the 1% of the population of my letters. And that's okay, because what it also did for me is realizing that I need to let myself off the hook, so to speak, or quit being hard on myself for being who I am. I am weird. I do see the world differently. I have skills and talents that other people don't understand or kind of freaks them out sometimes. And that's okay. And so when we're making our community connections, sometimes we won't because we feel like we're too odd. But we're not. We're kind of fun. I'm also hearing from people that they're loving my sassy side even more than usual. And I'm like, good, because my sassy side, I enjoy it. Because my sassy side and that warrior side of me is the one that's like, oh, no, you don't. And sometimes we just need that, oh, no, you don't. So if you're feeling a little isolated, go join something. Something. And I'm going to encourage you, online groups are fantastic, but I want you to go out of your comfort zone and find something in your community. My soul was craving it, and I knew that, and I created one sort of accidentally, sort of on purpose. The reason I say sort of accidentally is because I was not sure, but I had somebody say to me, just try it. Thanks, Barb. And I did. And it's, like, been more amazing. And don't get me wrong, I second guess every time. Is anyone going to show up? Does anybody care anymore? But that's part of being human, right? It's a bumpy ride we're on, people. Something else I'm finding is make sure you check in with your root chakra. Do whatever you need to do to balance and cleanse that one. Lots of stuff going on there right now. So just checking on my time, considering I was late this morning. Some days are just like that. Hopefully my cows are in a better mood today. We'll see. We shall see. Watching my Highland Bull frolic, though, that never gets old. And petting him when I feed him his pellets never gets old. I do it safely through the fence because I'm not a risk taker with that. And so he's so cute. I can't wait for next year's babies. I'm not sure how long our deep freeze of crazy weather is going to last, but hopefully not too long, and we can have sunny days for calving. Because, you know, I worry about them all. They're so cute. It is so much fun. Creating community. Okay. I am enchanted with laughing yoga. So I'm going to also encourage you, check it out. See if it's something you would enjoy. I'm not going to pretend that at first it was easy. It was a little awkward. I felt super uncomfortable, but I liked the shifts it made in my energy. I feel like I'm getting more back to joy and sassy Shannon, and I love that. So check that out. See if it's something that you would enjoy. That does create community, and you will create connections. Totally cool. What else do I need to tell you right now? Oh, the other soul nudges are like trying something new, joining something, experiencing something, and clearing the clutter in your energetic life. We did talk about that. But also your overthinking. Have some new experiences. Shift your energy. Take a little bit of risk. Only what you're comfortable with, but try it. And it's okay if it doesn't work. Work through that. Because what if it does? Then it's so amazing and worth it. You can do this. You got this. Okay. So, again, root chakra stuff. So we're going to do the chakra balancing. And we're going to do it with the intention to create community and connections. And so we're going to cleanse and clear our chakras so that it feels comfortable for you to do that, so that you're able to listen to any soul nudges, any guidance that will guide you to go create some connections in your community. Oh, because the other part is, have some fun. Remember fun? Remember doing things just for the sheer joy of them? Remember that? We need some more of that. We need to create that in our lives. So let's do that. Okay? I'm going to take about 30 seconds just to shift us, and then we'll do the chakra balancing. It's pre-recorded, so yay me, so I can listen and do it with you. And then I'll see you, chat with you a little bit after.
As you become aware of your breathing, just notice it for a few moments. Take these moments to appreciate your breath. Then, let's take 3 big deep breaths as deeply as you can. As you begin to release, and let go. These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. As your normal natural breathing begins to occur, allow the sense of imagining a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around your body, around your head, neck, and shoulders. And as with every breath, as this breeze continues to move gently around your body, you gently and easily begin to release and let go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back, circling around through your chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as this breeze continues to comfort you. Down both arms, hands, and fingers as you release and let go. Just letting go now. And with every breath you take, you may begin to wonder, are you breathing the breeze, or is the breeze breathing you? With every breath, the breeze continues, circling around through your mid-back and around through your solar plexus. Every breath, taking you deeper and deeper into relaxation and comfort. This gentle sensation of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through your abs, release and letting go. Becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around your body, around your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through your feet. Now, and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. So that now, at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply relaxed, deeply relaxed. Begin to notice your connection to the earth and earth energy. Allow it to stabilize and ground you. Also, notice your connection to the energy of the universe. Allow yourself to open and receive the light. Imagine that light coming from above in a tunnel-like, cone-like light of pure positive energy. A stream that flows down through you, flowing within you and all around you. Imagine that this light cleanses and clears, taking away all old energy, like washing away dust, dirt, and debris, releasing all that is no longer needed or wanted. Moving it right out of the body and mind, letting all the old, the past and the blocks, the stoppages go. Cleanse and clear. Cleanse and clear. Let it all go. Once and for all, let it all go. Now, bring your attention to the base of your spine and the lower pelvis. Notice this area as your first chakra. Like a light ball of energy, and the color of this light is red. This chakra represents survival, physical health, sexuality, and security. Notice how you feel in this part of your body, maintaining a steady flow of breathing as you bring to this chakra the energy of the earth, the energy of the universe, cleaning and releasing any tension. This first chakra is associated with the quality of stability. Remember how you feel in your body when you are stable. Imagine the sensations around being connected to the feeling of stability. How do you visualize stability? Let yourself be absorbed in the feeling of stability. Imagine your first chakra simply absorbing the quality and energies of stability. Focus on this first chakra. Ask the light to send stability to your first chakra. Imagine yourself projecting stability and expressing stability in the world. Visualize yourself in perfect health, balanced with a sense of well-being. Imagine yourself in complete comfort with your sexuality, at ease in your life, and secure. I'm just going to give you about a minute to soak in this energy. Nice. I'm energetically supporting you through this whole process. Now let's go to our second chakra. Focus on the area of your abdomen. Sense the light ball of energy that is orange. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. This is the area of your body where sensuality, moods and emotions are managed by the energy of the second chakra. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the energy of the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear, release and clear, filling the chakra with the vibrancy of the color orange. The second chakra is associated with the quality spontaneity. Remember how you feel when you are spontaneous. How do you imagine spontaneity? Imagine the sensations around being connected to the feeling of being spontaneous. Focus again on your second chakra. Let yourself be absorbed in this feeling of spontaneity. Ask the light to send the quality of spontaneity to your second chakra and imagine projecting that spontaneity energy into the world as you imagine yourself free, playful, at ease, and natural. I'm just going to give you a minute to absorb all that energy and then project it out for yourself. Think, feel what you feel, see what you see, hear what you hear, know what you know. There's no way to do this wrong, and I'm supporting you all the way. Excellent. Okay, now let's move up to our third chakra. As you begin to focus on your solar plexus, the diaphragm, this is your third chakra, where you direct upon and determine your environment. You take charge and create. The color of this light ball of energy is yellow. Notice how you feel in this part of your body. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this area of your body. Cleanse and clear, release any tension, fill the third chakra with the vibrancy of the color yellow. This third chakra is associated with your power. What do you sense about your own power? Imagine the sensations of creatively expressing your power in the world. Let the feeling of your own power be absorbed and feel your power direct your life with confidence, the way you want it to be. Your third chakra now absorbs the fullness of your power. Feel it, know it, be it. Nice. Now let's move up to your fourth chakra. As you turn your attention to your chest area, you may notice that this light ball of energy is green. This is your fourth chakra, which represents love, compassion, and wisdom. Notice how you feel in your chest area. Maintain your steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Feel what you feel. Know what you know. You got this. Cleanse and clear. No way to do this wrong. Release any tension. Fill the fourth chakra with the vibrancy of the color green. This fourth chakra is associated with the quality of joy. Imagine the sensations around being connected to joy. Where do you notice joy in your life, and how do you express it in the world? Let this feeling of joy fill you. Be open to receiving this energy and see yourself easily and effortlessly giving and receiving joy. Be aware of the value of yourself, full of love and wisdom. Ask the light to send joy to the fourth chakra and become aware of the fourth chakra's deep well-being filled with love, being filled with joy. Just soak in that energy right now. I'll give you a few moments. Excellent. Now, let's go to our fifth chakra. As you turn your attention next to your throat area, notice the light ball of energy that is blue. This is your fifth chakra, representing your communication abilities with others. Notice how you feel in this area of your throat. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear, releasing any tension. Fill your fifth chakra with the vibrancy of the color blue. Soak that in. The fifth chakra's quality is authenticity. Imagine the sensations flowing through you associated with authenticity. Where do you notice authenticity in your life? How do you express it in the world? Let the feeling of being authentic fill you. Imagine yourself communicating easily, effortlessly, and effectively. As the fifth chakra becomes filled with the radiant light of authenticity, free-flowing and clear, soak this in. I'll give you a few moments to really feel this energy. You got this. Soaking that in. Nice. Now, let's move up to our sixth chakra. Move your concentration to the top of the vertebral column, right inside your head. This is the sixth chakra, which oversees your mind, your imagination, and your ability to see with clarity and perspective. This one's about your inner knowing. Become aware of the light ball of energy that is purple. Notice how you feel in this area of your body. Maintain a steady flow of your breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe and the energy of the earth to this part of your body. Cleanse and clear. Release any tension. Fill the sixth chakra with the vibrancy of the color purple. The quality of this sixth chakra is certainty. Imagine the sensations of certainty flowing through you. Where do you notice certainty in your life? How do you express certainty in your world? Allow this feeling of being certain to fill you. Imagine yourself clear, without confusion, no hesitation, and acknowledge yourself as someone who knows what they know, with clear vision, feeling, inner knowing. Someone who is able to create with imagination and go forward in your life, creating with certainty and confidence. Let the vibrancy of the color purple be brilliant in your sixth chakra. Ask the light to send certainty to your sixth chakra. And I'm going to give you a few moments just to soak in that energy completely and easily. Now, bring your attention and concentration to the area right over the top of your head. This is the seventh chakra, and it allows for your spiritual energy, your spiritual being. The color is white. And this is the chakra that connects you with the universe. Notice how you feel in this area. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as you bring the light energy of the universe through this area, cleanse and clear. Release any tension. Release any feelings of separation and solitude. Fill this seventh chakra with this pure white light. And let this light ball of energy grow in intensity. Feel what you feel. The quality of this seventh chakra is communion. How do you express communion in the world? Where do you notice communion in your life? As you feel the chakra, let it nourish your spiritual self. Get in touch with belonging here on earth, your purpose, your knowingness, and your pure intuition. Ask the white light to send the quality of communion to your seventh chakra and enjoy the harmony of trusting yourself. And once again now, focus on your heart, to put your hands on your heart, and accept with love that you are now fully attuned and aligned. You are fully attuned and aligned. Feeling safe, feeling confident, feeling connected to your inner wisdom. And now, I'd like you to visualize or imagine yourself at the top of your staircase, that symbolic staircase, with all the chakras balanced and cleansed and cleared as we deepen and reinforce. Beginning with your left foot, visualize or imagine going down those beautiful, safe, secure steps. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling confident. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Feeling strong, feeling empowered. Any and all negatives have long ago dissipated. As you enter this positive domain, you can sense your energy has been purified, your chakras have been enhanced on all levels of mind and body activity. Everything is working together now for your positive benefit and forward movement in your life. Feel what you feel, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear. You got this. You are cleansed, you are cleared, you will go forward with confidence, clarity, security, empowerment, communion, and love. As we come up and out of this journey for today, with everything reinforced and you're feeling cleansed, purified, and ready for your day. I'm going to count from 0 to 5 as we come up and out. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud if you need to. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud.
Oh, that felt great. Feels like with all of our busy schedules and doing stuff and trying to figure out how to be in this life and everything that we're being, doing, seeing, it feels overwhelming a lot of the time. So I'm going to invite you again to do something that's a little bit out of your comfort zone in person and see how that goes for you. Give yourself these little energetic challenges because it shifts your energy and it does create magic and miracles. Very, very cool. All right, well, I'm going to send you all a great big blessing and good juju. A magic prayer, that's the word I'm supposed to be using. I'm going to send you all some magic prayers, and I'm going to go out and check all my babies in our snow, and yeah, it's going to be good. We can do this. Connect to more joy. Big hugs. Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.